This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A Nebraska lawmaker is 3 weeks into a filibuster to stop a bill punishing transgender kids. Nebraska Senator Michaela Kavanaugh is fighting against a bill that would ban gender-affirming therapies for minors. Kavanaugh said, "This is a bill that attacks trans children. It is legislating hate. It is legislating meanness. The children of Nebraska deserve to have somebody stand up and fight for them." Kavanaugh continued, "If this legislature collectively decides that legislating hate against children is our priority, then I am going to make it painful. Painful for everyone." The Omaha married mother of three said, "I will burn the session to the ground over this bill." True to her word, Kavanaugh has slowed the business of passing laws to a crawl by introducing amendment after amendment to every bill that makes it to the Nebraska State Senate floor and taking up all 8 debate hours allowed by the rules, even during the week she was suffering from strep throat. Wednesday marks the halfway point of this year's 90-day legislative session in Nebraska, and not a single bill will have passed, thanks to Kavanaugh's relentless filibustering. The Nebraska bill and another that would ban trans people from using bathrooms and locker rooms or playing on sports teams that don't align with the gender listed on their birth certificates are among roughly 150 bills targeting transgender people that have been introduced in state legislatures this year, including in the Montana legislature. Bans on gender-affirming care for minors have already been enacted this year in some Republican-led states, including South Dakota and Utah, and Republican governors in Tennessee and Mississippi are expected to sign similar bans into law. Arkansas and Alabama have bans that were temporarily blocked by federal judges. Nebraska's unique single-chamber legislature is dominated by Republicans. Democrats have had some success in using filibusters, which burn valuable time from the session, to delay votes on other issues and force lawmakers to work longer days. Last year, conservative lawmakers were unable to overcome Democratic filibusters to pass an abortion ban or a law that would have allowed people to carry concealed guns without a permit. Senator Kavanaugh said, "I'm not aware of anyone carrying out a filibuster to this extent. I know it's frustrating. It's frustrating for me. But there is a way to put an end to it. Just put a stop to this hateful bill." The Biden administration has authorized 7 rural water projects, including 2 in Montana, which will receive $278 million for water treatment plants and to support pipeline connections, pump systems, and reservoir construction, and to advance other efforts to provide drinkable water to rural and tribal communities. The Department of the Interior announced a $728 million investment to deliver clean drinking water to rural and tribal communities, support water conservation, and complete projects to improve water supply. The funding comes from the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law, the Inflation Reduction Act, and the Consolidated Appropriations Act. The Chippewa Cree Tribe and North Central Montana Rural Water System will receive $77.5 million for pipeline construction and to make progress on a water treatment plant. The funding will also support pipeline segments associated with Haver, Chester, and Shelby service areas. It'll serve 28,000 people both on the reservation and in surrounding communities. The Fort Peck tribes will receive $15 million for completion of the Dry Prairie Rural Water System project. A private home being built in Glacier National Park failed to get the proper permits and must be torn down. The home in the Apgar area was built directly on the stream bank of McDonald Creek. It's private property within the park boundary that has been grandfathered since before the park's creation. The Flathead Conservation District received 17 complaints about the building's location and the failure of the home builders to file for a 310 law permit. The permit is required for any work with the potential to impact the bed or banks of perennial flowing streams in Montana. At a Conservation District Board meeting March 13th, it was confirmed that no one had applied for the free 310 law permit for the location. Because the home is far too close to the banks of the river and ruins riparian habitat and compromises the stream bank, the building has been ordered to be removed and the area remediated after the creek recedes from the high water point, with a deadline of November 1st of this year. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.